Good evening. It's been, I think, a few days since I last booed. I guess I booed when we were coming back on Sunday, when we just got in back into the country. And we were heavily suffering from jet lag. That day was pretty nasty jet lag-wise. I felt like I was going to just drop off at any moment. And to an extent that's continued because I was picking up Liz from town last night after work and I found myself waiting at some lights for quite a while, some red lights in the city centre, and I realised at one point I'd actually fallen asleep. So, yeah, the jet lag's pretty nasty. We're sleep at night has basically been cut in half, if not more, so far, but we're trying to get over it as best we can. I had a kind of meeting today at work that I had to go to that are generally quite boring types of meetings. So I bought some Red Bull to prepare and chugged a can of that down about 20 minutes before the meeting, which worked a treat. I was tired for a few minutes and then suddenly I was over-enthusiastic and acting like a court jester for the rest of the meeting. So that was fun. Yeah, it's all a bit topsy-turvy at the moment, really. Everyone seems to be giving birth and being ill and stuff around me. My brother is now a father, so I'm now an uncle. His wife Tracy gave birth yesterday morning, which is brilliant news. I have a new nephew, Alfie Thomas. And my dad, who's obviously been ill for quite a long time, seems to have fallen more ill. So he needs to be discussing the hospital. He's going to be sorting out more things to look at what's happening and more possible treatments and things like that. And as ever, these things can't come quickly enough. You know, you have to wait for an appointment the next week and then they tell you when your next operation or procedure thing is going to happen and you have to wait a few more days for that, and then there's a scan, you have to wait a few more days for that. It's a bit monotonous, really. You kind of wish that they could just get on with it and just do things one day and then the next day and then the next, but this is the reality of the National Health Service, and we're awfully lucky that we don't have to pay really at all for this service, aside from our taxes, obviously. Things might be very different if we live somewhere else. So yeah, that's what's been going on. I'm struggling and trying to get back into work, and the jet lag ain't helping. But at least we've got a 4-day week. The weather's pretty weird at the moment as well. It's been kind of really hot at night, but not particularly hot during the day. So I think I'm wised up to its tricks now, so I'm having to open my windows at night so I don't get horribly overheated and sweaty during the night, which is not what one needs. Anyway, con!